For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Ridership on Riverside Transit Agency buses dropped 70% during the pandemic, but things are getting back to normal. The RTA has opened all buses to full capacity. The move coincided with California fully reopening its economy. While there will be no physical distancing, masks are still required. The Transportation Security Administration extended the federal mandate requiring passengers to wear face coverings through September 13th, regardless of their vaccination status. Other safety measures will remain in place, including hand sanitizers on all buses, driver barriers, and the option for customers to pay their fares contact-free with mobile ticketing. This story from Inland News Today. Riverside County's 2021-22 budget is a done deal after Tuesday's approval by the Board of Supervisors. The spending program sets funding for county government operations over the next year, with funding for public safety, social services, public works projects, community services, and healthcare. Additional funding includes $5.5 million for deputy patrol in the unincorporated communities, $2.5 million to increase the surge capacity of the fire department, $1 million to develop a program with the county housing department to relocate residents from dilapidated mobile home parks in the eastern Coachella Valley into safer living conditions, $500,000 to bring back and start planning the 2022 Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival, $3.5 million for an integrated data system to address homelessness and social services, and $1 million for the Behavioral Health Recovery Village. $5 million was set aside for the county's unincorporated communities initiative to prioritize projects in the county's unincorporated communities. The mobile home program will be funded as an allocation from the unincorporated communities initiative. Tuesday's approval came during the second day of budget hearings. Following California's grand reopening Tuesday, the state is giving away 50,000 tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain. It's part of Governor Newsom's vaccination initiative, Vax for the Win. California residents who have not gotten their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine are eligible. The governor made the announcement Wednesday at Six Flags Valencia location.
We are roaring back. But we need to be mindful of the fact that not everybody feels fully engaged and participatory in that recovery. And so we're here to remind people that there's work still to be done.
The governor hopes it will lead to an economic boost in the state's tourism and entertainment sector. As of now, only half of the state's population have gotten their first dose. The California Independent System Operator says it should have enough electricity to meet demand and avert outages as California swelters in triple-digit heat. But one regularly relied-on asset could be affected: imported electricity from neighboring states. Mark Rothlitter is the agency's chief operating officer.
In this heat wave, the entire West is actually hot, and especially in the Southwest. So they too are also experiencing high demand and using all the resources they can.
He says the California Independent System Operator should have enough electricity to meet demand and avert outages. But unexpected problems could lead to the first flex alert of the year.
A flex alert would be a further call asking the public to voluntarily reduce their demand, especially during those 4 to 9 p.m. hours.
The summer-like heat wave arrives with spring still on the calendar as a dome of high pressure over the Four Corners region spreads west. Disney plans to restart fireworks shows at its parks in Florida and California in the latest move by the company to ease up on pandemic restrictions implemented last year. The company said Tuesday that fireworks shows would resume at the beginning of July at Disney World in Florida and on the 4th of July at Disneyland in California. The decision was the latest move by Disney to lift virus-related restrictions. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.